4 Kings chapter 21. The wickedness of Manasseh. God's threats by his prophets. His wicked son Amon succeeded him, and is slain by his servants. 21:1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 550 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Hephzibah. 21:2. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the idols of the nations, which the Lord destroyed from before the face of the children of Israel. 21:3. And he turned, and built up the high places, which Ezekias, his father, had destroyed. And he set up altars to Baal, and made groves, as Achab, the king of Israel, had done. And he adored all the host of heaven, and served them. 21:4. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, In Jerusalem I will put my name. 21:5. And he built altars for all the host of heaven, in the two courts of the temple of the Lord. 21:6. And he made his son pass through fire. And he used divinations, and observed omens, and appointed pythons, and multiplied soothsayers, to do evil before the Lord, and to provoke him. Pythons. That is, diviners by spirits. 21:7. He set also an idol of the grove, which he had made, in the temple of the Lord, concerning which the Lord said to David, and to Solomon his son, In this temple, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. 21:8. And I will no more make the feet of Israel to be moved out of the land, which I gave to their fathers. Only if they will observe to do all that I have commanded them, according to the law which my servant Moses commanded them. 21:9. But they hearkened not, but were seduced by Manasseh, to do evil more than the nations which the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. 21:10. And the Lord spoke in the hand of his servants, the prophets, saying, 21:11. Because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these most wicked abominations, beyond all that the Amorites did before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his filthy doings. 21:12. Therefore thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring on evils upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever shall hear of them, both his ears shall tingle. 21:13. And I will stretch over Jerusalem a line of Samaria, and the weight of the house of Achab. And I will efface Jerusalem, as writing's tables are wont to be effaced, and I will erase and turn it, and draw the pencil often over the face thereof. 21:14. And I will leave the remnants of my inheritance, and will deliver them into the hands of their enemies, and they shall become a prey, and a spoil to all their enemies. 21:15. Because they have done evil before me, and have continued to provoke me, from the day that their fathers came out of Egypt, even unto this day. 21:16. Moreover, Manasseh shed also very much innocent blood, till he filled Jerusalem up to the mouth. Besides his sins, wherewith he made Judah to sin, to do evil before the Lord. 21:17. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin, which he sinned, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 21:18. And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Ophrah. And Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. 21:19. 22 years old was Amon when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Meshulemeth, the daughter of Harus, of Getiba. 21:20. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as Manasseh, his father, had done. 21:21. And he walked in all the way in which his father had walked, and he served the abominations which his father had served, and he abhorred them. 21:22. And forsook the Lord, the God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. 21:23. And his servants plotted against him, and slew the king in his own house. 21:24. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon, and made Josas, his son, their king in his stead. 21:25. But the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 21:26. And they buried him in his sepulchre, in the garden of Ophrah. And his son, Josas, reigned in his stead. 4 Kings chapter 22. Joseph's repair at the temple. The book of the law is found, upon which they consult the Lord, and are told that great evils shall fall upon them, but not in the time of Joseph's. 22:1. Joseph was 8 years old when he began to reign, He reigned 130 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Adida, the daughter of Hadda, of Pasukath. 22:2. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of David, his father. He turned not aside to the right hand, or to the left. 22:3. And in the 18th year of King Josias, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Asaiah, the son of Malam, the scribe of the temple of the Lord, saying to him, 22:4. Go to Hilkiah, the high priest, that the money may be put together which is brought into the temple of the Lord, which the doorkeepers of the temple have gathered of the people. 22:5. And let it be given to the workmen by the overseers of the house of the Lord, and let them distribute it to those that work in the temple of the Lord, to repair the temple. 22:6. That is, to carpenters and masons, and to such as mend breaches, and the timber may be bought, and stones out of the quarries, to repair the temple of the Lord. 22:7. But let there be no reckoning made with them of the money which they receive, but let them have it in their power, and in their trust. 22:8. And Hilkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it, the book of the law, that is, Deuteronomy. 22:9. And Shaphan, the scribe, came to the king, and brought him word again concerning that which he had commanded, and said, Thy servants have gathered together the money that was found in the house of thee, Lord, and they have given it to be distributed to the workmen, by the overseers of the works of the temple of the Lord. 22:10. And Shaphan, the scribe, told the king, saying, Hilkiah, the priest, hath delivered to me a book. And when Shaphan had read it before the king, 22:11. And the king had heard the words of the law of the Lord, he rent his garments. 22:12. And he commanded Hilkiah, the priest, and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Ichabod, the son of Micah, and Shaphan, the scribe, and Asaiah, the king's servant, saying, 22:13. Go and consult the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book which is found. For the great wrath of the Lord is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book, to do all that is written for us. 22:14. So Hilkiah, the priest, and Ahikam, and Ichabod, and Shaphan, and Asaiah, went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Ecua, the son of Aroes, keeper of the wardrobe, who dwelt in Jerusalem, in the second. And they spoke to her, the second, a street, or part of the city, so called, in Hebrew, Masem. 22:15. And she said to them, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me. 22:16. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evils upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, all the words of the law which the king of Judah hath read. 22:17. Because they have forsaken me, and have sacrificed to strange gods, provoking me by all the works of their hands. Therefore my indignation shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. 22:18. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to consult the Lord, thus shall you say, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, forasmuch as thou hast heard the words of the book, 22:19, and thy heart hath been moved to fear, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, hearing the words against this place, and the inhabitants thereof, to wit, that they should become a wonder and a curse, and thou hast rent thy garments, and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord, 22:20, therefore I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy sepulchre in peace, that thy eyes may not see all the evils which I will bring upon this place. 4 Kings chapter 23. Joseph readeth the law before all the people. They promise to observe it. He abolisheth all idolatry, celebrateth the feast, is slain in battle by the king of Egypt. The short reign of Joachaz, in whose place Joachim is made king. 23:1. And they brought the king word again which he had said. And he sent. And all the ancients of Judah and Jerusalem were assembled to him. 23:2. And the king went up to the temple of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both little and great. And in the hearing of them all he read all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. 23:3. And the king stood upon the steps, and he made a covenant with the Lord, to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his ceremonies, with all their heart, and with all their soul, and to perform the words of this covenant, which were written in that book. And the people agreed to the covenant. The king stood upon the steps, that is, his tribune, or tribunal, the more eminent place, from whence he might be seen and heard by the people. 23:4. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers, to cast out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that had been made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven. And he burnt them without Jerusalem, in the valley of Cedron, and he carried the ashes of them to Bethel. 23:5. And he destroyed the soothsayers, whom the kings of Judah had appointed to sacrifice in the high places in the cities of Judah, and round about Jerusalem, them also that burnt incense to Baal, and to the sun, and to the moon, and to the 12 signs, and to all the host of heaven. 23:6. And he caused the grove to be carried out from the house of the Lord, without Jerusalem, to the valley of Cedron, and he burnt it there, and reduced it to dust, and cast the dust upon the graves of the common people. 23:7. He destroyed also the pavilions of the effeminate, which were in the house of the Lord, for which the women wove as it were little dwellings for the grove. 23:8. And he gathered together all the priests out of the cities of Judah. And he defiled the high places, where the priests offered sacrifice, from Gaba to Basabi. And he broke down the altars of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Joshua, governor of the city, which was on the left hand of the gate of the city. 23:9. However, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord, in Jerusalem, but only eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. 23:10. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no man should consecrate there his son, or his daughter, through fire, to Moloch. 23:11. And he took away the horses which the kings of Judah had given to the son, at the entering in of the temple of the Lord, near the chamber of Nathan-Melech the eunuch, who was in Pharaim. And he burnt the chariots of the sun with fire. 23:12. And the altars that were upon the top of the upper chamber of Achaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the temple of the Lord, the king broke down. And he ran from thence, and cast the ashes of them into the torrent Cedron. 23:13. The high places also that were at Jerusalem, on the right side of the Mount of Offense, which Solomon, king of Israel, had built to Astaroth, the idol of the Sidonians, and to Chamos, the scandal of Moab, and to Milcham, the abomination of the children of Ammon, the king defiled. 23:14. And he broke in pieces the statues, and cut down the groves, and he filled their places with the bones of dead men. 23:15. Moreover, the altar also that was at Bethel, and the high place, which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both the altar, and the high place, he broke down and burnt, and reduced to powder, and burnt the grove. 23:16. And as Joseph turned himself, he saw there the sepulchres that were in the mount. And he sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres, and burnt them upon the altar, and defiled it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God spoke, who had foretold these things. 23:17. And he said, What is that monument which I see? And the men of that city answered, It is the sepulchre of the man of God, who came from Judah, and foretold these things which thou hast done upon the altar of Bethel. 23:18. And he said, Let him alone, let no man move his bones. So his bones were left untouched with the bones of the prophet, that came out of Samaria. 23:19. Moreover all the temples of the high places which were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord, Joseph took away. And he did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. 23:20. And he slew all the priests of the high places, that were there, upon the altars. And he burnt men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. 23:21. And he commanded all the people, saying, Keep the face to the Lord your God, according as it is written in the book of this covenant. 23:22. Now there was no such a face kept from the days of the judges, who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, and of the kings of Judah. 23:23. As was this face, that was kept to the Lord in Jerusalem, in the 18th year of King Joses. 23:24. Moreover the diviners by spirits, and soothsayers, and the figures of idols, and the uncleannesses, and the abominations, that had been in the land of Judah and Jerusalem, Joses took away, that he might perform the words of the law, that were written in the book, which Helcias the priest had found in the temple of the Lord. 23:25. There was no king before him like unto him, that returned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his strength, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him did there arise any like unto him. 23:26. But yet the Lord turned not away from the wrath of his great indignation, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of the provocations wherewith Manasseh had provoked him. 23:27. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also from before my face, as I have removed Israel. And I will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I chose, and the house, of which I said, My name shall be there. 23:28. Now the rest of the acts of Josias, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 23:29. In his days Pharaoh-Nabchal, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates. And King Joseph went to meet him, and was slain at Megiddo, when he had seen him. 23:30. And his servants carried him dead from Megiddo, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulchre. And the people of the land took Joachaz, the son of Josas, and they anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead. 23:31. Joachaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Amittal, the daughter of Jeremias, of Labana. 23:32. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. 23:33. And Pharaoh-Nabchal bound him at Riblah, which is in the land of Amath, that he should not reign in Jerusalem. And he set a fine upon the land, of 100 talents of silver, and 1 talent of gold. 23:34. And Pharaoh-Nabchal made Eliasim, the son of Josas, king in the room of Joseph his father, and turned his name to Joachim. And he took Joachaz away and carried him into Egypt, and he died there. 23:35. And Joachim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, after he had taxed the land for every man, to contribute according to the commandment of Pharaoh. And he exacted both the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of every man according to his ability, to give to Pharaoh-Nabchal. 23:36. Joachim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Zebida, the daughter of Phada, of Rumah. 23:37. And he did evil before the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. 4 Kings chapter 24. The reign of Joachim, Joachin, and Zedekiah. 24:1. In his days Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Joachim became his servant 3 years. Then again he rebelled against him. 24:2. And the Lord sent against him the rovers of the Chaldees, and the rovers of Syria, and the rovers of Moab, and the rovers of the children of Ammon. And he sent them against Judah, to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servants, the prophets. The Lord sent against him the rovers, lotranquilos, bands or parties of men, who pillaged and plundered wherever they came. 24:3. And this came by the word of the Lord against Judah, to remove them from before him for all the sins of Manasseh which he did. 24:4. And for the innocent blood that he shed, filling Jerusalem with innocent blood, and therefore the Lord would not be appeased. 24:5. But the rest of the acts of Joachim, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And Joachim slept with his fathers. 24:6. And Joachim, his son, reigned in his stead. 24:7. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his own country. For the king of Babylon had taken all that had belonged to the king of Egypt, from the river of Egypt, unto the river Euphrates. 24:8. Joachim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Noesta, the daughter of Elnathan, of Jerusalem. 24:9. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all that his father had done. 24:10. At that time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was surrounded with their forts. 24:11. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to the city, with his servants, to assault it. 24:12. And Joachim, king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he, and his mother, and his servants, and his nobles, and his eunuchs. And the king of Babylon received him in the 8th year of his reign. 24:13. And he brought out from thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. And he cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. 24:14. And he carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the valiant men of the army, to the number of 10,000, into captivity, and every artificer and smith, and none were left, but the poor sort of the people of the land. 24:15. And he carried away Joachim into Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his eunuchs, and the judges of the land he carried into captivity, from Jerusalem, into Babylon. 24:16. And all the strong men, 7,000, and the artificers, and the smiths, 1,000, all that were valiant men, and fit for war. And the king of Babylon led them captives into Babylon. 24:17. And he appointed Mathanias, his uncle, in his stead, and called his name Sedecias. 24:18. Sedecias was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Amittal, the daughter of Jeremias, of Labana. 24:19. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all that Joachim had done. 24:20. For the Lord was angry against Jerusalem and against Judah, till he cast them out from his face. And Sedecias revolted from the king of Babylon. 4 Kings chapter 25. Jerusalem is besieged and taken by Nebuchadnezzar. Sedecias is taken. The city and temple are destroyed. Godolias, who is left governor, is slain. Joachim is exalted by evil Merodach. 25:1. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem. And they surrounded it, and raised works round about it. 25:2. And the city was shut up and besieged till the 11th year of King Sedecias. 25:3. The 9th day of the month. And a famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. 25:4. And a breach was made into the city. And all the men of war fled in the night between the two walls by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees besieged the city round about, and Sedecias fled by the way that leadeth to the plains of the wilderness. 25:5. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And all the warriors that were with him were scattered, and left him. 25:6. So they took the king, and brought him to the king of Babylon, to Rehoboth, and he gave judgment upon him. 25:7. And he slew the sons of Sedecias before his face, and he put out his eyes, and bound him with chains, and brought him to Babylon. 25:8. In the 5th month, the 7th day of the month, the same as the 19th year of the king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, commander of the army, a servant of the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem. 25:9. And he burned the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and the houses of Jerusalem, and every great house he burnt with fire. 25:10. And all the army of the Chaldees, which was with the commander of the troops, broke down the walls of Jerusalem round about. 25:11. And Nebuzaradan, the commander of the army, carried away the rest of the people that remained in the city, and the fugitives that had gone over to the king of Babylon, and the remnant of the common people. 25:12. But of the poor of the land he left some dressers of vines and husbandmen. 25:13. And the pillars of brass that were in the temple of the Lord, and the bases, and the sea of brass, which was in the house of the Lord, the Chaldees broke in pieces, and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. 25:14. They took away also the pots of brass, and the mazers, and the forks, and the cups, and the mortars, and all the vessels of brass, with which they ministered. 25:15. Moreover also the censers, and the bowls, such as were of gold and gold, and such as were of silver and silver, the general of the army took away. 25:16. That is, two pillars, one sea, and the bases which Solomon had made in the temple of the Lord. The brass of all these vessels was without weight. 25:17. One pillar was 18 cubits high, and the tripeder of brass, which was upon it, was 3 cubits high, and the network, and the pomegranates that were upon the tripeder of the pillar, were all of brass, and the second pillar had the like adorning. 25:18. And the general of the army took Sarias, the chief priest, and Sophonias, the second priest, and 3 doorkeepers. 25:19. And out of the city 1 eunuch, who was captain over the men of war, and 5 men of them who had stood before the king, whom he found in the city, and Sophar, the captain of the army, who exercised the young soldiers of the people of the land, and 80 men of the common people, who were found in the city. 25:20. These Nabuzardan, the general of the army, took away, and carried them to the king of Babylon, to Rehoboth. 25:21. And the king of Babylon smote them, and slew them at Rehoboth, in the land of Amath. So Judah was carried away out of their land. 25:22. But over the people that remained in the land of Judah, which Nabuchodonosor, king of Babylon, had left, he gave the government to Godolias, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. 25:23. And when all the captains of the soldiers had heard this, they and the men that were with them, to wit, that the king of Babylon had made Godolias governor, they came to Godolias to Masphah, Ismael, the son of Nathanias, and Johanan, the son of Kuri, and Sariah, the son of Benumath, the Netophathite, and Thessonias, the son of Machathi, they and their men. 25:24. And Godolias swore to them and to their men, saying, Be not afraid to serve the Chaldees. Stay in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. 25:25. But it came to pass in the 7th month, that Ismael, the son of Nathanias, the son of Elisama, of the seed royal came, and 10 men with him, and smote Godolias, so that he died, and also the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him in Masphah. 25:26. And all the people, both little and great, and the captains of the soldiers, rising up, went to Egypt, fearing the Chaldees. 25:27. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joachim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, the 27th day of the month, Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, lifted up the head of Joachim, king of Judah, out of prison. 25:28. And he spoke kindly to him, and he set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. 25:29. And he changed his garments which he had in prison, and he ate bread always before him, all the days of his life. 25:30. And he appointed him a continual allowance, which was also given him by the king, day by day, all the days of his life.